Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here. We're taking a tour around the Big Ten now and some special news coming out of the Big Ten West. This segment brought to you by TailgateWine.com. If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that Penn State fan in your life, you have to check out TailgateWine.com and the blue and white wine gift box they offer. They also have some wine and barbecue packages with sauces and rubs paired with their wines. Check it all out at TailgateWine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. The special development I'm referring to, Greg, is 6-4 Northwestern is your Big Ten West champion with 2 weeks to spare. They beat Iowa 14-10. Wisconsin loses to Penn State. Purdue loses to Minnesota. And that sets it all up for Pat Fitzgerald and his Wildcats. They're playing good football of late, but the resume on paper, you know, this is a team that went winless in non-conference play.
Right.
Lost some bad games, which they're prone to do. You know, looking at Duke 21-7 at home, Akron 39-34 at home. Played Michigan tough, but I think that was still before Michigan was Michigan.
Right.
I don't think Michigan really discovered itself until after that game. Beat Michigan State on the road. Beating Nebraska at home looks decent. They beat the same Wisconsin team that Penn State just beat at home. Lost to Notre Dame. I don't know. From what I understand, it's the first team ever to go winless in non-conference play and win their division.
Yeah, that is true. Yep, that is a stat that somebody shared over the weekend. Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Is that not the most Northwestern thing to do?
Yes, it is.
That is a record, a notation that was built for Northwestern.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, this is a program that over the years has done some things that, you know, have been impressive. They have impressive wins and flabbergasting losses, I guess is the best way to put it. I mean, they just have a way of doing business that is just pretty confusing. But, I mean, so it is a perfect stat for them to lose in the non-conference slate and yet still clinch the Big Ten West. And, I mean, it's not a great team by any stretch of the imagination, but at the same time, Dustin, I think that, you know, they are maybe the best the West has to offer. I'm not sure. Would you put anybody else above? If you could just take your records out of play and pick your Big Ten West champ, would you put anybody else above them? I don't know if I could.
Take anybody else in the Big Ten West?
Yeah.
I don't think so at this point because we've seen what Wisconsin has to offer. We know that Wisconsin lost to Northwestern. Purdue, just when you start to think they're turning a corner, they get blown out by Minnesota. So there's a certain erratic nature of that team. And I think just because Jeff Brohm doesn't have all the pieces lined up, he's got some pieces going in the right direction. You know, he's a really brilliant offensive mind. I'm curious if he leaves for Louisville after this season. They just fired Bobby Petrino. Iowa, you know, I was just a poor man's version of Northwestern, which that's about as insulting as
as you can possibly get. That's right. Yeah.
And nobody else is really a factor at all there. You have a 6-1 in division play Northwestern team, and everybody else, you know, this is what happens when you're still trying to develop the Big Ten West. You're still trying to fill out some depth, and there's some reason to be encouraged. You know, you're hopeful that some of these new coach hires, PJ Fleck at Minnesota, Scott Frost at Nebraska, Jeff Brohm at Purdue, can help reinforce that division, because Iowa is who it is right now. Northwestern is who it is. And I know they won the Big Ten West, but they've done exactly what Northwestern does every single year. They're going to have head-scratching losses. They're going to beat teams that they probably shouldn't beat. Until they bust out of that and you see a 12-win, 11-win Northwestern team not fall short in games they shouldn't fall short in,
right,
I'm not really going to be a big believer that they're going to be the program that changes the face of the Big Ten West. I'm looking more at Purdue and Nebraska as programs that can do that, but they're not there yet. I don't think they're going to be there in 2019. This is the danger of the setup of the Big Ten, and it's what got some people – calling for let's shuffle the deck again. Let's realign the Big Ten, because it's crazy what's happening in the Big Ten East and what's going on in the Big Ten West. We knew that was going to be the case. I don't think Purdue, Nebraska, Illinois, Minnesota is going to be in a position in 2019. This is either Wisconsin runs away with it or a team like Northwestern or Iowa steals it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, going back to the the realignment thing, which comes up seemingly every couple of months as the Big Ten East sort of towers over the Big Ten West, you know, I just think that the way things are set up now, the only way I think you could reshuffle it is if you move Illinois to the East and Michigan to the West, and Illinois Northwestern to the East and Michigan and Michigan State to the West. I mean, geographically, because again, the one thing people forget about with these is that, you know, your football teams are Big Ten East, Big Ten West, and that's fine and well, but your non-revenue sports are traveling to these destinations too for conference games. Right. And if you start really messing with the divisions, you're going to get some nasty road trips in there that are going to see, prices for those teams go up, travel funds go up, and that takes away from money elsewhere. So keep that in mind when you bang the table like a lot of people do for realignment. But yeah, certainly it is not a banner year for the Big Ten overall, and the Big Ten West certainly not.
Yeah, I think that's it's a waste of your breath to be begging for that. But I think I know the answer to this question, but this happening in Northwestern, you know, at least you get some fresh blood in the Big Ten title game. What is going to really be a disaster, whether it was Northwestern or anybody else, and most years I think you could probably say the same thing, is if the Big Ten West champ finds a way to upset the Big Ten East champ in the Big Ten title game, it's a good recipe for getting shut out of the college football playoff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, there's no way around
it. Not going to happen.
Yeah, but. Right. But if it, you know. I guess it's Michigan or bust at this point for the Big Ten in the college football playoff. Ohio State looks like a mess. I just can't see them getting in.
But if they pull it together and they're 11-1, they beat Michigan, they're going to be in, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a fair conversation to have. I just think that there's too much bad publicity around that program right now. There's too many. I just feel like that, you know, in most years I would agree that a one loss Ohio State team is getting in, but in this year I think a one loss Georgia or a one loss Oklahoma might jump in over top of them.
Also, they got destroyed by a 5-5 Purdue team.
Right.
You know, I think that
just got destroyed by Minnesota,
who got destroyed by everybody else.
Right.
So yeah, not a clean situation. I think the what everybody should be rooting for is for Michigan to beat Ohio State and to make this nice and easy for everyone. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. Check out GoPSURV.com. Fantastic RVs you can rent for individual games. One game left against Maryland. You can check them out at GoPSURV.com. All kinds of awesome stuff that comes along with that. As I mentioned before, Purdue, 41-10, they lose to Minnesota. And it's like, just when you start to feel like you've got a handle on things, Minnesota's struggling, Purdue is on the rise, it seems cut and dry, then something like this happens, and I think Purdue got Big Ten Wested. I'm going to make that a verb now.
Why not?
and really, it's, you know, Purdue's was a rising star type program. You know, a lot of people looking at that with interest, saying, okay, this is the path for the Big Ten West to get better. And they get beat badly by Minnesota. Maybe it's the start of something special for Minnesota. I don't know. Rondale Moore, the only thing that Purdue had going in that game, eight catches for 76 yards. Minnesota held them to 88 rushing yards on 30 carries. David Blau averaged 4.6 yards per attempt. It was a real – I don't know whether to give credit to Minnesota's defense or blame to Purdue's offense, but either way, 41-10 happened, and you can't forget that.
No, you can't. There's just no doubt about it. Yeah, Minnesota's pretty interesting, Dustin, because they obviously fired their defensive coordinator, rather, after getting absolutely steamrolled by Illinois. No one gets steamrolled by Illinois, but Minnesota found a way to. So I don't know. I think, you know, the way you put it is right. The Big Ten West is just sort of eating its own at this point. You know, there's no rhyme or reason to the results week in and week out. There's no logic or really anything you can put your finger on to say this is why X, Y, and Z are happening. With Purdue, I think their biggest problem is what you said. They have Rondale Moore, who's going to be the Big Ten's freshman of the year in all likelihood, who's going to be a freshman All-American pick by every outlet in the country. He's absolutely outstanding. something. I just don't know what else they have. And when you get a new defensive coordinator in there who wants to show that he's the guy to keep the job moving forward, what's he going to do? He's going to stop the other team's best player and make you, you know, make somebody else step up and beat him. And it was never meant to be this weekend for Minnesota.
So Ohio State, Michigan State got a little wild. Penn State had that issue where snap hit Miles Sanders. They had the similar play for Michigan State. Had a snap. It looked intentional to me, the snap out of the end zone. Yeah. When they're punting from their own one or whatever it was. 26-6, I think, was the final. A big test for Ohio State to clear and to set up a real showdown against Michigan. The question is, can they win? Can they beat Michigan?
Yeah, it's a really good question because, I think that my computer went black and all the things I was looking at for this segment just disappeared. Can they? Man, I don't know. They're tough to figure out at this point. Michigan's even tough to figure out at this point. I mean, they give up their long play to Rutgers and then nothing more. They put some points up, but the one thing I can't put my finger on with Michigan, Dustin, is when you get a defense, and Ohio State has it, the defense that can shut down your rushing attack and make you throw, and make you not just throw, but so Shea Patterson against Penn State, he didn't have to make any tough plays because Michigan was pretty much leading from start to finish. What are you going to do in a situation where that's not the case and you maybe have to make some throws into tight windows to move the chains, to come from behind, to even just a tie game, the pressure of being in a tie game, all those things obviously will very well could make an impact on the game. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But for Penn State, I think that obviously they have seen these two teams and, you know, they've seen what Rutgers and Maryland have, so that'll be that. But obviously there's a lot of eyeballs turning at this point to that Ohio State-Michigan game a week from now.
I think Michigan could really dominate that game defensively. They can do everything you need to do to be successful defensively. They can do. I have questions about Ohio State's defense. And by the way, Michigan State has not done anything offensively since they beat Penn State. You know, I think that's the most disappointing thing. Just like last year, losing to Michigan State was the most disappointing aspect of this season, I think. You can excuse getting beat by that Michigan team on the road. I don't think you can excuse losing to Ohio State, but that's a team full of athletes and you gave up that lead. But losing to Michigan State 2 years in a row is disappointing. Anyway, Michigan can put pressure on Dwayne Haskins, who can't move a whole lot. And they could do that without sending blitz packages, which they will do then. I think having that drop back passer in some games is a detriment. You know, having a dual threat passer can help overcome a lot of things. But I think Michigan's going to rough up Dwayne Haskins. I think Michigan's going to win that game pretty handily for them because Ohio State, they still have a lot of issues to concern themselves with, especially defensively.
It would just be very Big Ten of the Big Ten this year for Ohio State to win that game and cost itself a shot at the college football playoff because, I don't think Ohio State's getting in this year. So we'll see how it all plays out, Dustin. A lot of Big Ten football left to be played.
Indiana beat Maryland over the weekend 34-32. Nebraska, 54 points in beating Illinois 54-35. 31 points or more in 5 straight games. Nebraska starting to turn the corner a little bit. We're turning the corner too. One more segment to go. Ask Greg is coming up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.